declare unto men and women today that the Lord Jesus is upon his throne. And he has authority over all flesh to give eternal life unto as many as the Father has given him. That Lord in Christ, they reject. Even as when Christ was in his day, they would not have him to reign over them. The same spirit is in men today. And the Lord reminds Samuel that this is not a rejection of Samuel. I know many times as a preacher, when people oppose the message that I preach and take offense and speak out against you, the Lord reminds me that it's not me that they are rejecting, but it's him. It's him and his sovereignty. It's him and the glory that he's purposed for his son, and that he'll save none apart from those that he has given to his son, and for whom Christ came into this world and paid the sin debt. So beware when the Lord gives people the desire of their heart, but sends leanness to their soul. As we read on here in verse 8, according to all the works which they have done since the day I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. I know that unbelief, when it manifests itself, may seem surprising, particularly in congregations where God has purpose that his gospel be preached. I have to remind even the congregation here in Shreveport all the time that just because they're in a building and they're under the hearing of the gospel doesn't mean that they're necessarily the Lord's. In fact, most often, even as here, where the gospel is declared, it's a mixed congregation where there's wheat, there are tares. Where there's sheep, there's goats. I don't try to sort it out and distinguish who is and who isn't. I'd be wrong in doing so. But all I know is there is that heart of unbelief, even among those like here, that had, through types and pictures, the testimony of God concerning his son, and yet forsook him and served other gods. Who knows what's in this heart? This heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know it? But declare unto men and women today that the Lord Jesus is upon his throne, and he has authority over all flesh to give eternal life unto as many as the Father has given him. That Lord in Christ, they reject. Even as when Christ was in his day, they would not have him to reign over them. The same spirit is in men today. And the Lord reminds Samuel that this is not a rejection of Samuel. I know many times as a preacher, when people oppose the message that I preach and take offense and speak out against you, the Lord reminds me that it's not me that they are rejecting, but it's him. It's him and his sovereignty. It's him and the glory that he's purposed for his son, and that he'll save none apart from those that he's given to his son, and for whom Christ came into this world and paid the sin debt. So beware when the Lord gives people the desire of their heart, but sends leanness to their soul. As we read on here in verse 8, according to all the works which they have done since the day I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. I know that unbelief, when it manifests itself, may seem surprising, particularly in congregations where God has purpose that his gospel be preached. I have to remind even the congregation here in Shreveport all the time that just because they're in a building and they're under the hearing of the gospel doesn't mean that they're necessarily the Lord's. In fact, most often, even as here, where the gospel is declared, it's a mixed congregation where there's wheat, there's tares. Where there's sheep, there's goats. I don't try to sort it out and distinguish who is and who isn't. I'd be wrong in doing so. But all I know is there is that art of unbelief, even among those like here, that had, through types and pictures, the testimony of God concerning his son, and yet forsook him and served other gods. Who knows what's in this heart? This heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know it?